Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Ellen Lockyer. This week on AK, Biking a Century. Have you ever thought about biking 100 miles in one go? KSKA's Ann Hillman did, so she signed up for the Clean Air Challenge. It's a bike ride the American Lung Association hosts every year to raise money for education and research on lung disease. This year's route ran from Talkeetna to the Denali Viewpoint and back. At first, Ann was in it more for the challenge of the ride than for the cause. But then, something happened along the way.
Let's set the scene here a little bit. First off, we have the main character. That's me. I'm Anne. And my quest is I'm trying to ride 100 miles in the Clean Air Challenge. Now, I ride my bike every day, but I don't ride my bike 100 miles every day. I ride my bike like 5 miles every day or 10 miles. I am not like a super biker. I'm someone who puts on jeans and heads off to try to get from point A to point B.
So the day before the ride, I roll my bike through the pattering rain and ask the volunteer mechanics to look it over.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's in good shape.
Isn't it awesome tomorrow?
It's got a new seat post. It doesn't wiggle.
Just like, you know, the rain.
Unlike most of the other bikes that people are wheeling into the parking lot, mine's a bit clunky. It's an old commuter bike souped up with fenders, a rack, and neon lights. I've hauled furniture with this thing. It is not fast, unlike the sleek carbon frame bike Sherry Price rolls up with.
You can't really, yeah, you have to use your whole hand to pick it up.
Can
I see you pick it up with 2 fingers? Oh God, you're picking up that bike with 2 fingers.
Price has been training for the event in Arizona all winter, riding 40 or 50 miles every other day. But she still says 100 miles is a challenge.
It's not an easy thing. It's a lot of endurance and, you know, everybody pulling each other along, you know, as a team, you pull and you push. So we take turns.
Her attitude is much different from Pete Adams, who rolls up with a borrowed bike.
Why a loner?
Well, I didn't have one.
Period?
Yeah.
Do you bike much?
No, I hadn't biked at all, really.
Wait.
Until about 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you going to do the 100 tomorrow?
Yeah. Now I'm hooked. I just bought one from her. Yeah.
You're not worried? You're not? What's the longest you done?
30 miles.
He wanders off in a glance at the seasoned bike mechanics.
Does that happen all the time? People are just like, yeah, I rode 30 miles. That's cool. Now I'm going to do 100.
Thank you.
No. Like, no one's concerned about this.
They will be at mile 70.
I suddenly feel a bit better. I'm a middle of the packer. After a decent night's sleep.
Okay, this is it. The morning of the event. And I'm more tired than anything. And it's cloudy. Yep, but it's not raining.
I leave the starting line and begin trudging up the bike path out of Talkeetna. Groups of friends chat around me, greeting me as they roll past. The first 14 miles are easy, and then I hit a snag. Sitting in the middle of the bike path was a songbird that had been hit by a car. It was struggling, and there was nothing I could do to help it. No organization I could call.
So I picked up the bird, and I moved it to the side of the road, and I kept biking, and I kept thinking, you know, there's a lot of situations in life where you can't do anything. But there's a lot of situations in life where maybe you can.
I spent a lot of time thinking about that bird and why it bothered me so much. I mean, I try to be a good person. I volunteer, I recycle, I adopt pets from the pound. But unlike most of the 265 other riders, I decided to do the Clean Air Challenge for selfish reasons. I wanted the experience of biking 100 miles and knowing that if I struggled, a community of people would help me out. Fundraising to help prevent lung diseases was a side note. So for 25 miles, I thought about that bird and what it meant. And then my thoughts turned to the other riders. Some were survivors of lung cancer. Others lost family members. And it occurred to me that being here and biking and cheering on everyone around me could be that little thing I can do in this situation. By the time the steady rain set in around mile 40 and I arrived soaked at the halfway point, my thoughts had taken a less introspective turn.
Brownies, come on!
Bikers shake with cold from the persistent rain and 40-degree temperatures. Many contemplate scratching there or at the next stop. But I climb on my bike and slowly head up the hill and back toward Talkeetna. When I arrive at the 70-mile rest stop, the lawn is a sea of abandoned bicycles. I'm soaked and cold, but determined. Finally, nearly 3 hours later, 10 hours after I started.
Anne Hillman, you just biked 100 miles. How do you feel?
I feel a lot better than I thought I would. I think stopping 10 miles ago and eating some trail mix was good. But I must be sleepy because I'm a little bit out of it.
As I park my bike, Pete Adams walks up, already showered. He's the guy with the borrowed bike. He finished with no problems. So did Sherry Price. So, do I want to try biking a century again? We'll see in 2 weeks. I'm already signed up for Bike MS. For AK, I'm Ann Hillman.